Welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development Podcast. I am your host, George Evian. I appreciate you making it to another one of our podcasts and all the support that you've given to us. A lot is going on with Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development. Please head over to our website. Our URL is in the show notes. We'd love it if you'd be able to head on over there. There's a lot going on over there. We're releasing some products here shortly. In the next week or so, you'll see some things on our website, but we're also going beyond the podcast, which in the next, if you're listening to this right on or around our release date, it's not going to be available yet, but we are going beyond the podcast and creating some online courses, digital courses for you where you can consume this, but also consume a lot of and download a lot of the content from this episode. So there's a lot going on. We're building quite a bit. Nights and weekends are busy for us here, where we are spending a lot of time trying to create, distribute as much content as we can for you all through our podcast. That this is just not some audio podcast that you consume on your way to work or while you're working out, but you can come to our website and download and hopefully, you know, create a lot of content for you and your own development, but also the development for your team. So please head over there and we're going to get right into it. There's a lot going on, like I mentioned, but a lot that I'm super excited about. We've started the last two episodes with our podcast have been built around how to build an empowered team. And if you'll go back to those two episodes, we started with the E of empowerment and what that is in building an empowered team. And it is built around having a team, a culture, an environment are built around encouragement. And there are nine lessons coming up. And every letter of empowered is a pillar for what it takes to build an empowered team. And we did two lessons on E and encouragement. I encourage you to go back and listen to those. And when we go beyond the podcast, there's going to be all sorts of handouts and notes and PDF files, so much for you to go download built around that encouragement word on what it takes to build an empowered team. And now we move to M in empowered. And I went back and forth a little bit on what that would be. And the last, the D and empowered is going to be is making decisions, decision making. And thought about making this M, making decisions. And, you know, having an empowered team that takes all the facts, takes all the information, has the wisdom to make good decisions, but owning decisions and quickly making decisions and not waiting around for others to make decisions. But empowered teams know what they want, where they're going, how they need to get there, that idea of knowing reality, painting the compelling vision, taking action, making decisions. We will get to that down the road for sure. But the M for us in empowered is the mindset that it takes. Mindset. You need to be a team of encouragement. And we talked about, you know, positive reinforcement and things of that nature, but we are now talking about the mindset that it takes. And I'm going to quickly jump right into this. It's actually not in my notes. And if you see, if you are going beyond the podcast and have subscribed to that, you'll see that we do have video for this. We don't put it up to a YouTube channel quite yet. But if you are part of the Beyond the Podcast, you will have access to all the video if that's how you choose to consume your content. But the M of mindset and having that mindset, I'm going to start by this. And again, it's not in my notes and we will add it to the notes for you to download. But we need to have a mindset of being a competitor. And I'm pausing on that because the more I study this and the more I just observe and the more I talk to people and the other leaders that I'm connected with and all of this, right? You've got to have a mindset of being competitive. And I don't care what industry you're in. I happen to be in the software world. It's a different world when you're thinking and executing and talking about being a competitor in the software world, right? Software world, you can talk about people being introverted and you know, and I didn't grow up with that mindset. I didn't grow up competing. It's not that important to me. I just think you're competing all the time. I think every single day that you wake up and execute on your goals, your ambitions, your desires, your craft, your what you're trying to do for a living, You're competing to be the best you can be, to always get to that next version of yourself. And if you're leading teams, I hope that you have the mindset of a competitor, of somebody that's all in, of somebody that cares, that of somebody that cares what the outcome is. We have people where I work that are on that whole spectrum of, hey, 0 to 10. And I know people, and I have been around now 15 plus years in the software world, where even if they never competed in a team sport or an individual sport, whatever it might be. And when we think of competitors, we probably think of athletics. I'm not saying all the time, and maybe you don't. I do. You know, when I think of competitors, I'm immediately thinking about the elite people in athletics and how competitive they were. The Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods. And we did a whole podcast, go back, on the competitive nature and the mindset. It was the mindset. It was in a Newsweek article, and we talked about the mindset of Tiger Woods. And so you immediately maybe think of athletics and being a competitor in that world. Man, you're competing your whole life outside of athletics if you were an athlete. But now there was a gentleman, and I'm going to forget his name, Mike Campbell, and he was on the Ed Molitor podcast, the Molitor Group, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. And Coach Molitor, the name of the podcast is The Athletics of Business. But this gentleman is in the pharmaceutical industry, not Ed Molitor, but Mike Campbell, in the pharmaceutical industry. He was a quarterback at Auburn. And he was like, the reason we're so good at what we do right now is because of the competitive mindset that we have. We compete at everything. And I'm looking for competitors that want to win and have that mindset. You want to build an empowered team? Get people that hate to lose, that love to win, hate to lose, and that are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that they're getting their wins every single day, every quarter, every sale, every phone call, they've gamified their professional life. And in the software world that I've now been a part of all these years, when I got out of athletic coaching, you may not think of athletics. They may not. These are software people, and I've talked to, this isn't all of them, but I have talked to people in that world, in that vertical, where, hey, I didn't grow up. I was never a part of it. Didn't team, like, I'm not, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not competing. You're too over the top with this stuff. I don't know. I've seen people in that industry, in that vertical, that maybe never played a team sport. Maybe they were never athletes, but they compete their tails off every single day to be elite, to be around an elite organization, to have elite products, to have elite teams, and they do it every single day. My brother is a CTO. And never played any sport growing up. But he competes his tail off every single day with how he leads, the products they build, the teams he builds, the development of his people every single day. He's all in on all of that we talk about in building an empowered team, a empowered organization, and empowered people. So they compete every day. Mindset, to get back to that, I'm just really bent on being competitive and wanting to be the best you can be, wanting to be better today than you were yesterday, and caring about what you're doing and understanding that you're working towards the compelling vision and your competitors, and wanting, like, just can't want to be like fifth in line, fifth in your industry. David Goggins talks about taking souls. Every person that he runs against, if you don't know who David Goggins is, go look him up. We've talked about him a fair amount. He just looks down on races, running races. I'm picking these people off. I'm going to compete to be the best I can be. Mindset refers to collective attitudes and beliefs held by the team. Let me say that again. The mindset in M The M in empowered mindset refers to the collective attitudes and beliefs held by the team. A growth mindset, a growth mindset which focuses on bracing challenges and believing in the potential for growth and development is crucial for an empowered team. In my notes here, when I prep for this and think about what an empowered team is to me and what mindset is to me, you have to have a growth mindset. You need to have a competitive mindset. But your growth mindset in getting better, individually, I get better, you get better, we get better. A growth mindset which focuses on embracing the challenges, the setbacks, and believing in our potential for development is crucial for an empowered team. This mindset of development and growth and 1% better promotes resilience, adaptability, willingness to learn, and leading to improved collaboration and problem solving. All of that is an empowered team. I'm fired up today. Fired up today about building better teams that are elite, that compete, that have a winners and development mindset. Let me read this again. This mindset of growth and development promotes resilience, adaptability, and a willingness to learn. And all of that leads to improved collaboration with your team and problem solving, so you're better equipped to knock down the setbacks and the challenges that are coming your way. So the three bullet points we're going to try to get to. This podcast is 9 points. This session, this lesson, is 9 points on empowered. We're on point two. It's probably going to be 18 podcasts, 18 lessons. But the mindset we have to create from the get is being competitive and what that is. And that'll be in our show notes. The second one we've got to do is we do have to have this growth mindset, this growth orientation, this growth and development, 1% better. We've got to have people that want to show up to be the best version of themselves every single day in an empowered team. Imagine if you have a team that encouraged positive reinforcement, great collaboration, great communication, the language of leadership, and that we had a competitive mindset and a growth mindset, and we just hung our hat on those two things. What kind of team would we have? We'd be moving towards that empowered team. Encouragement and a mindset of development and a mindset of growth. Growth, foster a growth mindset where team members view challenges as opportunities for learning and development. Every team you're a part of is going to have setbacks and challenges and opportunities for growth, for learning, for development. We're dealing with that right now. What are we doing this for? You're going through all your challenges as a team and organization and clients and all that. It's never going to be smooth. Do you have an environment where that's okay and that you problem solve and you knock things out and you get better and you support one another and you encourage? Or do you have a culture or an environment and a team of ego and blame? Not my fault. I don't care whose fault it is. I care that we get better. I don't care whose fault it is. I care that we learn, we get better, we problem solve, and we move on. We're always going to have problems. We are always going to have issues and setbacks and roadblocks. But we have to have a mindset that encourages resilience, adaptability, and those are the essential qualities for an empowered team. Encouragement, competitive mindset, being resilient, being adaptable. Those are essential qualities for an empowered team. I'm fired up about this episode today. I love building empowered teams. I love it when you take a team that is struggling, not there, stuck in the mud, spinning their wheels, and then 6 months later, they're the best in the company. And people are wondering why and what happened. And yeah, you're going to come back and we're going to say, hey, we encourage. The mindset we have is towards growth and development and competing. Take ownership. We make great decisions with facts. We're empathetic. All this sort of stuff that we're going to get into. It's super exciting. One thing empowered teams have to do and have a mindset towards development and growth is you really have to embrace and recognize and problem solve the failures that happen. I don't like using the word failure. I don't let my children use the word failure. There's no failure. But I'm using it here, just embracing. Let's not even say embracing the failure. Embrace the setback and the roadblock and the challenge. Embrace it. Love it. Embrace the suck, as David Goggins says. Do something that sucks every day. Everything is going to happen. Not everything. Things are going to happen throughout the day that are going to suck, that are not going to be planned, that are going to create stress, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff. Embrace it. Pull your team together. Understand it. Problem solve it. Whiteboard it. I love this. You need to go listen to Ed Milet's show with Danny Hurley and just do yourself a favor, go listen to it. He's the head basketball coach at Connecticut. They just won the national championship in 2023. He did an hour and 15-minute episode with Ed Milet. And man, it was a great episode about how to build an organization, how to build a culture, all this. But my point of that is, before I forget it on it is, he was like, my meetings are intense, is what he said. My meetings that I have with my staff and my team are intense. And he was really focusing on his staff, his assistant coaches. They're intense. So you better bring it, and you better have a voice, and you better be able to problem solve, and you better have an opinion on what it takes to move this thing forward. Because we're elite, because we want to be the best, because we're competing every single day. We're competing. And you better bring your voice to our meetings. And I love that because I'm a part of so many meetings. Not where I'm currently at, but just over this long thing of software development and all this sort of stuff of no, there's really smart people in this room that can solve problems. And maybe as leaders, we need to do a better job of making sure that everybody has that voice. But that's the mindset we need to create. Embrace the failure. Embrace the challenge. But discuss how you need to, as a leader, make sure that you are discussing that with your team on how a growth mindset encourages individuals to view those setbacks as stepping stones towards being elite. And I know I use that word a lot, elite. An elite mindset. That you can get there. Like, I'm pausing on all this because it's just so important. Like, I pause on the elite mindset words because I'm sitting there thinking in my mind, I'm immediately thinking about what can I do? What can I say? What can I act on? What can I model? So people start to have that mindset of, man, let's go for it. Let's be in that 10% of being the best. And we may not get there in terms of metrics, numbers, sales, but our attitudes, our language, our compelling vision, our action items, our daily routines, everything that we do can move us towards that, even if we're not there today. But we have to have a mindset shift with our teams so they can transition from this fixed mindset of just good enough, this is okay, I'm comfortable where I'm at, nobody cares, it's not that important, nobody's gonna recognize, acknowledge, celebrate what we're doing, our value, our contribution, so I'm just gonna stay here. Instead of the mindset of growth, and fostering a belief for development and growth and 1% better every day to get us towards the compelling vision. And it all comes back to having an empowered team that does great things, that it can achieve a great things, has to know where it's going first. If there's no compelling vision, if there's no vision, mission, direction, goals, systems that we've talked about, then it's just hard to create that mindset to grind it every day. And very few people can do that. Understand, the people that I study, man, they could be like, they're outliers probably. There's not many like that. There's not many Kobe Bryants, Tiger Woods, and Michael Jordans. Otherwise, they'd all be. That league would be filled with it. So maybe in the software world, the sales world, the car world, whatever world you're in, maybe there's only so many people like that, that have that mindset of growth, being elite, getting better. Or you could have that, and then you could just, you know, cut them some slack and say, this is who, you know, man, I hope we hire well. Or you can sit there and say, no, this is who we are. Like, here's the thing. Let me read this again. We have to understand how individuals can transform from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, fostering a belief in the potential for development and growth and becoming an elite organization. We have to hire for that mindset. Talk about that mindset. Talk about competing. Talk about growth and development. But then also model it, develop it, communicate it, emphasize it, and don't tolerate anything less. I worked with these young athletes, and you've heard me tell these stories before, where we worked with these young athletes since they've been 7 years old. And some of them just have it at seven, at six, at five. You can tell those kids that are just a little different, wired different. But you still coach all those other ones to get to that level of growth mindset, development mindset, 1% better, because at some point it'll click. And it's starting to click for those athletes that we work with. But it's also the same thing with 40, 30, 40, 50-year-olds. Next level of greatness we've talked about, you've got to develop that in there. But you also need to have an environment and a culture of feedback. Feedback for improvement. And we've talked a lot about well-received feedback. That's its own lesson on how to give feedback that can be well received. Anything you're saying as a coach and a leader, it's got to be well received. And you can scream, go nose to nose, chew people out, use colorful language, and that might work for people. And it does work for people. And then, but it's got to be well received. We have to value the feedback. Create that mindset. This is all about, what is building an empowered team? What is an empowered team? What does an empowered team look like? Why is an empowered team important? Why? Because empowered teams win. I don't know how I'll say it. Empowered teams are elite. They're filled with elite people. And all the things we've talked about, they own it, development, encourage, like all this. But what are the pillars of building an empowered team, and why is it important? Hey, I'm just going to shoot. Empowered teams win. They care about it more. They take ownership of everything. Everything. They solve problems. And at the end of the day, they just win more. It's the coach that's dealing with freshmen, and you got to do everything. All right, let me give this example, and I'll come back to that. And I like this. This is a sport example, and it happened this weekend. As you know, I've got three kids. If you listen to this podcast, two of them play basketball. My two boys play basketball. We play a lot of it. You've heard these stories probably if you've listened to the podcast at length. We're in the gym this past weekend. Didn't say a word. I did. Encouragement. Spent many years with my boys on correction and feedback, and hopefully well-received feedback. Think it was. Because they're good. Not saying they're the best or anything like that. They're good. They're good ball players. So it was well-received feedback. Correction. Nonstop correction. And we started when these boys were four. How to hold a basketball, like the details. Really caring about the details of how to learn. Not just basketball. Basketball was the tool to teach life lessons. So we start them when they're young. But anyway, we work out now, and it's now they're 14, 15. 10 years later, and I go in the gym, and they go through their own workout. I didn't say a word. I didn't tell them what to do. Offered maybe a suggestion or two on occasion. But what was great about it was I even told them. I was like, what's great about this, boys, is I don't really have to walk you through too much. Is there going to be times that I want you to do certain things? Absolutely. But I told them how great it is that they can go into a gym and know what's important, know what they need to do, know how they should do it, and know what intensity level it needs to be performed at, and they can do it all themselves. So what is that? It's an empowered team. It's an empowered individual. It's an empowered worker. It's an empowered athlete. Like, I know what to do when I go in here. When we started when they were 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we had to do it all. And then you slowly, the leash gets a little longer, the leash gets longer. I say that because now if your team is young and if they are rookies, you got to coach them up, man. You need to lead them. You need to show them how you want things done, why it's important. You need to over-communicate, over-correct. And then over time, the leash is long and they just know how to work. And they get things done. And now they're an empowered team. Feedback that is well received. Correction that is well received. Compete. Compete. You don't have to have all the skills, all the talent. Right now, you just got to want to get better every day, and you've got to compete. And you've got to want to be great. You have to. It's the mindset. Let me go back to some of this and we're going to wrap this up and try to keep it around 30 minutes, which means there's a part two to this mindset thing. And I'm fired up today. Mindset refers to collective attitudes and beliefs held by the team. What's your mindset? I guess you could have a crappy mindset. You could have a defeatist mindset. You could have a it's okay mindset. This is okay. This is good enough. Don't rattle my cage. Well-received feedback. It has me thinking like it's okay. But a growth mindset, which focuses on embracing challenges and believing in the potential for development. I'm going to say this a different way. A growth mindset, which focuses on embracing challenges and believing in the potential for greatness. Greatness. That is crucial for an empowered team. Let me say that again. A growth mindset which focuses on embracing challenges, setbacks, roadblocks, and they believe in the potential for greatness. Greatness. And we could go on about how to develop, but we're talking about having that mindset on your team and why it's important to have that for an empowered team and why that's important, the growth orientation. But you got to foster, develop, communicate, emphasize the growth mindset where team members view challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth to get us to our next level of greatness. There's so many things on this mindset thing. I did not have competing initially on this list and as a bullet point. I do now. I'm driven by that right now. Your personal development is important. My personal development is important. I get better, you get better, we get better. We've got to get better. We need empowered teams. We need empowered people. We need to have teams that compete. We need to have teams that are empowered. And you've got to compete. You need to have a growth mindset. And you need to embrace. Not failure. You've got to embrace the challenge. Or do you have the mindset of too hard, not good enough, not smart enough, not talented enough, not rich enough, not educated enough? And so we're just going to have a mindset of good enough. I hope you're enjoying these lessons. I'm really enjoying them. I know I'm fired up today. It's a lot to be excited about. And I was listening to Gary Vee today, and he was talking about social media and how important it is and building this up. And we're getting more into that, and we're figuring it out, you know, and there's a lot that goes on with social media beyond just posting things. But Gary Vee just was talking about social media and the value of it and how important it is. But essentially what he said was, yeah, and you're leaving a lot on the table, a lot of money on the table. And I'm just going to use that, but I'm going to say, man, we're leaving a lot of greatness on the table. We're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table. I'm leaving a lot of opportunity for myself, my growth, my development, my greatness. I leave on the table every day, every single day. And so do you. And so do we as teams, until we change the mindset of competing, of growth opportunities, of loving a challenge and a setback and a roadblock for us to get better. You're going to have an opportunity to go beyond the podcast. I'm excited about this new thing we're doing through our website. Do me a favor. Just click the link. Your Spotify, Google Play, iPhone, whatever it is. However you're consuming this podcast, click that link, go to our website. You're going to see things for free ebooks. People seem to like my handwritten notes that I put on LinkedIn and Twitter and all that. Go get our free ebook. It's all free. If you've made it this far in this podcast, go download that. Go hit our website. Go explore these new ways that we are delivering you content so you get better. And I get better. We get better. Let's get after it. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you.